code Trucker Randy or call 800-654-9659. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Christmas Eve, Monday show, December 23rd, 2024 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Talking about the complete failure of Speaker of the House Joe Tate to keep control of his two-seat majority, 56 Democrats, the bare minimum number of votes required to pass anything in the House. 56 Democrats. Well, one of them held out, Karen Whitsitt. We're going to talk about that. But Speaker of the House Joe Tate is done. Republicans won the election, majority 58 Republicans, the 52 Democrats starting in January. They've already met. They have held their vote. The current House Minority Leader, Matt Hall, will be the new Speaker. Well, the Senate Majority Leader stays because their election isn't until 2026, the midterm election, when we elect a new governor. That's when all the House members will be back up again, up for re-election or election, and the senators will be up for election. Well, right now, the Democrats have a two-seat majority, 38 state senators, 20 Democrats to 18 Republicans. So the Senate Majority Leader brings, as she said in that last sentence before the break, she said she's willing to work with anyone that will work productively and honestly towards solutions. I am eager to forge positive and productive relationships with all of my colleagues on both sides of the aisle, said Brinks. At one point in the final hours of the session, she and House Minority Leader Matt Hall were actually seen talking on the Senate floor. Why? Because the Republicans didn't have anything to do because they were done. Hall was actually on the floor in the state Senate. Two bills, House Bill 4605 and 4606, which allocated 1.5% of the 4% sales tax to the Public Safety and Violence Prevention Fund, were taken up on Friday. Had changes adopted that would require concurrence votes in the House that can't be taken up since the House had no scheduled voting days left. They're done. The technical changes needed to be addressed, and it was either sign it now and fix it later or reintroduce the legislation next year. Well, one of the Senate Republicans, Thomas Elbert of Lowell, said that that caveat could either be an attempt to get the House to reconvene or it was an attempt to kill the legislation altogether. So chess playing still going on Friday. Due to the benefit the fund could have created for the city of Detroit, the adoption of the changes begs the question whether State Representative Karen Whitsitt, state representative from Detroit, whether her absence, along with Speaker Joe Tate, Democrat of Detroit, inability to establish a quorum, contributed to the decision to adopt the substitute. which basically functionally torpedoed the legislation. Well, another senator from Detroit, Stephanie Chang, gave the following explanation for the amendment she put forward on House Bill 4606. The substitute was adopted on House Bill 4605. And the one that would have been adopted on 4606 incorporated changes that all parties agreed to, including the governor's office. I'm pleased that the Michigan Senate has voted to move the Public Safety Trust Fund bills forward to invest needed dollars in effective public safety and community violence intervention programs. However, the Senate Majority Leader Brink said she and the governor's office worked closely to take what the House approved and turn it into policy that could get signed into law. She said she's hopeful there's something that the House can do with that before the end of the year. And if not, the Senate will have done its job to make the legislation what it needed to be. It's worth noting, though, that since the House is the entity that can't make the governor's requested changes, this shields the upper chamber and the governor from taking any blame in the legislation basically dying. So here's the bottom line. The legislation died because of Joe Tate's inability to keep the 56 Democrats in caucus in quorum. Why? Again, because of one lone Democrat, State Representative Karen Whitsitt from Detroit. On social media, I was observing some posts on Twitter X accounts, even saw them on a couple of memes. The Republicans should throw a parade in support of Karen Whitsitt for what she did for the state of Michigan. One common sense Democrat from Detroit prevented 247 bills from being passed. They died. They died in the House, passed in the Senate, ready to go, never got a vote on it. That's the bottom line. And honestly, I think it goes to show what's coming in January. When the gavel is passed from Tate to Hall, the Republican 58 majority are back in control. What are we going to have? Gridlock. Gridlock when it comes to these far left agenda and even the far right agenda of the Republicans. For example, they're not going to be able to pass constitutional carry of firearms in the state of Michigan. They can do it in the House, but it's going to go nowhere in the Senate. Why? Because the Senate is still going to be controlled by Winnie Brinks and the 20 Democrat state senators. Republicans, number 18, they're not going to pass that type of legislation. What about getting rid of the state income tax? Yeah, that's not going to happen. What about getting rid of MDOT and giving the funding to local road commissions in their budget, which will start in the House, but it has to be passed in the Senate? Yeah, that's not going to go anywhere either. So what are they going to be forced to do? They're going to have to do some things that are good for the state of Michigan, which is going to be right down the middle. Things that the Republicans and the Democrats can both agree on, not only in the House, but in the Senate. But then the question is going to be, will Governor Gretchen Whitmer sign it? Well, she either signs bipartisan passed bills in the House and the Senate, or she signs nothing, and nothing happens for the next 2 years. Nothing good, nothing bad. question is, can anything be passed in the House and the Senate that this governor would be willing to sign? Well, the one thing that she ran on, and I think she'll be held accountable in public when Matt Hall gets to the microphones as the Republican majority leader, the Speaker of the House, fix the damn roads, which was her campaign slogan that the governor chose to run on in not only 2018, but repeated it in 2022. It hasn't been done. So she either works with Matt Hall and the Republicans and convinces the Democrats to vote for it, and she signs it, or nothing happens. Now, what caused this? What was the main reason for it? Eric Nesbitt thrashed the Democrats because they focus on corporate giveaways while working families are struggling. He said this is some of the largest, most profitable companies in the country, in the entire nation. After $2 billion of corporate welfare, the majority Democratic Party continues to shove it down our throats, saying more giveaways, more corporate welfare, more businesses being bailed out is what we are all about. The hypocrisy that we see from the majority Democratic Party is appalling. Well, in her statement post-adjournment, Governor Gretchen Whitmer didn't address anything that passed or died in the lame duck session. She referenced the expansion of the income tax exemption for seniors, the expanded earned income tax credit, investment in education, free K-12 breakfast and lunch programs, in housing affordability. I thank our colleagues in the legislature for their efforts on behalf of their fellow Michiganders and look forward to working alongside the incoming House. Whitmer finished her statement by saying, I will continue to work with anyone who is serious about getting things done. Wrap up the story the other side, the Republican response to the governor. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust? Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-5400. 800-288-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Wrapping up this story, the 29-hour marathon Senate session, which passed 90 bills. 247 bills died in the House. 90 passed in the Senate. And I got to be honest, the Republicans did their best in the Senate to slow things down, to eat up the clock, basically running the clock out. 312 bills on the agenda, they only passed 90. Well, on the Republican side, Eric Nesbitt, the minority leader for the state Republican Senate, said he sees a lot of failures that the Democrats are now trying to cover up with paper mache. They did not reach a deal on repealing or fixing the tipped wage law, made no revisions to the paid sick leave law, and they did nothing regarding road funding. This was before the House Republicans take back the gavel in January. Instead, Nesbitt said, Democrats bow down to the more, quote, powerful interests, end quote, instead of working for the people around the state of Michigan. Reporters asked the Republican minority leader in the Senate what his relationship is now with Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Right now, Nesbitt said he thought they were making good progress until the House Speaker Joe Tate and Winnie Brinks, the Democrat Senate Majority Leader, blew up the possibility of getting any deals done on certain legislation. Nesbitt went on to say, quote, it seemed that Speaker Tate couldn't keep his word, and the Senate Majority Leader had other issues to worry about due to their progressive agenda items, end quote, said Nesbitt. Well, the Senate will reconvene at 11:30 a.m. on Monday, December 30th, only to formally adjourn, sign, die. S-I-N-E-D-I-E. What does that mean? End the legislative session once and for all. It's dead. It's over. The next day, Tuesday, New Year's Eve, the House will do the same thing. Well, here is the great news that came out of all of this. Thank God for Karen Whitsitt, the lone Democrat state representative from Detroit, who refused and stood her ground up against Joe Tate. Why did it happen? Well, if you connect the dots, if you look at the entire situation, they're both from Detroit. Mike Duggan, the Democrat, current Democrat mayor of Detroit, announced about a month ago that he's running for governor in 2026, but he's not running as a Democrat. He's going to run as an independent, signaling that, of course, he's not running for re-election for mayor of Detroit. He's running for governor as an independent in 2026. Well, in doing that, that opened the door to Joe Tate, the current speaker's ego. He would love to be the mayor of Detroit. Get out of Lansing. Get out of being a legislator and to be an executive branch in his hometown of city of Detroit. Karen Whitsitt doesn't like the idea of him being the next mayor for Detroit. She's supporting Fred Durhall, who many of you don't even know who he is, a former state representative years ago that lives in the city of Detroit. Well, Fred has been eyeing and doing an exploratory committee on running for mayor of Detroit in 2026 against Joe Tate. Karen Whitsitt supports Fred Durhall. She does not support Joe Tate. So what she basically did, and I got to give her credit, I want to meet this Karen Whitsitt. God, somehow, some way, at some event, please put her there with me. I want to meet this woman. I want to shake her hand. I want to look her in the eye. I want to talk to her. I want to ask her some questions. I don't know if she has a political strategist or not, or whether she's just astute to politics on her own, but she did the state of Michigan a huge favor. I want to thank a Democrat, Karen Whitsitt of Detroit, because what she did by hiding out in Matt Hall's office on Friday, even though Tate tried to call the House to order, he put out a call to the House, they ignored it. Republicans stayed away, and Karen Whitsitt hid out in Matt Hall's office. I got it from three different sources. God bless Karen Whitsitt. It's over. It's done. We don't have to talk about it anymore. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days.